Yo, what is up, podcast listeners? It's your boy, it's Brent Mukai, voice actor, improv trainer, entertainer. Oh man, what's going on, you Mukuleles, the League of Extraordinary Brentlemen, all of you sweet, sweet Mukakis out there. How is your Friday night? My Friday night, well, I guess Saturday morning now. Oh, what a day. Just today. Just between Wednesday and now. Just what a couple of days. So let's just cover Wednesday. Class went well. Went good. It was, you know, these kids at this agency, and teaching about storytelling. So I've never taught a class specifically like this. I haven't really talked about it either. What was put forth to me was this idea that that actors could benefit from learning and understanding more about storytelling in general. To which I said, "Yeah, hell yeah, of course." The amount that I learned as an actor from trying to attempt screenwriting first, it was so precious. It was diamonds of knowledge, you know. It was just magical. So, So I basically put together a class and an idea for this class to explore storytelling with five of these kids. I mean, they're in their 20s and teens and whatever, but they're kids to me. I still see them as kids, and they're great. They're smart. They're willing to learn. They're passionate about what they're doing. So it's been a great joy to teach them. So it's a 12-week course. And in the 12 weeks, basically the 12th week is a performance day, and I'm first of all getting them to write out stories, and then write out a scene from that story that they can then perform out as a monologue. So it's just an interesting concept for the class. I wanted to try something different from what they probably are used to, and I think I've succeeded. And they're just all very, very cool, very positive kids. So I'm happy to teach that class. Doesn't look like I'll be able to maintain that though, and teach another class at this agency. It's just going to be too difficult moving forward. Sorry that I'm tired as fuck. It's 12:47 a.m. right now. It's Saturday. Technically, I wanted to put out this podcast earlier. I'm not even recording this on film or on camera. I'm just putting this straight into the podcast app that I use. And recording straight, so this is straight from my phone. I'm laying in my bed. I didn't want to just throw no episode out, so I said, you know what? This is better than nothing. In fact, way better than nothing, because I'm just going free flow content. Anyways, Wednesday night was good. Night off from the play. Then I streamed after that, so I did a stream on the regular stream that I usually go on, twitch.tv/heyscoops. Played some more Stardew Valley, which is a throwback game, very reminiscent of the old Harvest Moon games, where you are a farmer and you get a chance to collect and make relationships with people in town, and also mine in these mines and fight monsters, and it's a whole thing. It's like a whole bunch of games in one, which is something I enjoyed about the original, and am now enjoying the nostalgia of this wonderful game. So, after streaming that, Thursday, didn't do a lot. I'm trying to remember what exactly I did. Thursday, the big thing was I met with a woman from the keynote speaking class, and she books keynote speakers. So we met up, and she very graciously helped me and filled me in on exactly what I have to do if I want to become a keynote speaker, along with my partner in crime, Kopi, who is going to be in a podcast episode someday soon. But Kopi and I, we've been working on our own keynote speech, having to do with what improv can teach about communication and the breakdown of certain tools that people can specifically use to communicate more effectively, which I think I have talked about. Our keynote speech would be one part show, so we actually perform some improv comedically, one part speech, which is, you know, the regular speech, and then one part participation with audience, where we actually ask the audience to participate in a few exercises, which we feel is different than the normal keynote speech. So pretty damn excited about that. She just gave us the next steps and what we have to do, which is create a really kick-ass video. And so that's the next project for the two of us. Then I had the play after, but before, while I was still talking with her, we met up at a Starbucks and just chilled. I said, hey, you know, if there are any cool opportunities to go watch somebody speak, I definitely want to go and learn from the best of the best in the business. And I was not expecting anything. I was expecting, like, a nice, like, yeah, cool, I'll think about it. She literally stopped and said, what are you doing tomorrow? Which was today. And I said, oh, boy, nothing. In the morning time, nothing. So this morning, I went to watch this dude who was a basketball high performance specialist. So he basically helped the best players in the league be the best players in the league with mindset and coaching and all that shit. And like, he knew his stuff. Like, he really knew his stuff. I'm talking like some of the best players. Like, he was worked with Kobe Bryant, not beef. Get it? No, he worked with Kobe, worked with LeBron, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant. He had met when Kevin was like 15 or 16 and helped him. And Kevin Durant is like now one of the best fucking players of all time. And I mean, this dude just seriously knew his shit. And just, I mean, so many cool parallels drawn between what he was talking about and not just my life, but also improv comedy, and a lot of skills and tools carry over. And I'm always interested by the crossover between different ideas, right? So what can a high performance basketball specialist, you know, who's coaching some of the greatest, you know, physical athletes in the world, teach? What grains of knowledge can I get from that to then switch over into teaching improv or voice acting, you know? One thing that I thought was really, really cool was, you can check out my Instagram or Twitter or Facebook. I posted a video with him. His name is Alan Stein Jr. And, like, his speech was really tight. His ideas were great. And he just had this idea that the basics, are the fundamentals, right? The fundamentals, the things that are basic in everything that we do, be it communication or work in our business or whatever the fuck it may be, the basics are the most important thing. Yet everybody wants to chase something that's more important or some miracle thing. Nobody's talking about just the fucking basics, right? And what you can do fundamentally to just better yourself continuously. But he had this idea that he kept mentioning, which was that the basics are not easy. Just because they're basic, it doesn't make it easy. And that, you know, he went to go watch Kobe practice, and Kobe was doing moves and steps that were shit that you'd teach a 12-year-old first learning how to play basketball. And it's like, dude, back to the basics. It's just always the basics. So, I mean, that's just, in a world where we value all of these, you know, miracle products and, you know, like the next best strategy and the tips to whatever, it's like, it was refreshing to hear somebody just say, you know, the fucking basics. And I thought immediately about voice acting and all of my business shit and everything that I'm doing. It's like, yeah, that's right. That's it. It's the basics. Go back to the basics. Once the play's over, once my life has become a little less crazy, auditioning more, right? That's the basics. Just doing more auditions and then sending out marketing shit, you know? Like sending it out for myself. Like, that's the key. So, bing, bang, boom. Here we are. The basics, I thought, was fucking, like that whole thing blew my mind. But he had this video, and we made this video about the next step, right? Because he's talking about how if you're so busy thinking about something that you fucked up, then you can't focus on the next play in the game, right? And if you're not focused on the next play in the game, then you're doing yourself a big disservice, because the next play is the only play you can really take. Like, that's the only actionable thing you can do, right? So he talks about how to get into that next play mentality, right? If you fuck something up, fine. What's the next play? What's the next thing? What's the next big thing? And that just carries over. It just carries over to every part of life. Rather than sitting around saying why, you know, like stewing in your past, you know, fucking regrets, right? Why not focus on what the fuck you do next? Because you can't change what has happened in the past. All you can do is focus on what next steps you're going to take, how you react, right? It's not, you can't change what happens to you, but you can change how you react to it. Is the breakdown. And Alan Stein Jr., check him out. Go to alanstein.com. Like, he has free materials that you can check out, and just great shit. He's just a great guy. Like, I met him afterwards. He was very humble. We shook hands before. Afterwards, he found out I did improv, and he was, I mean, how gracious of him. But he was like, he didn't need to say this, but in the video, he's like, I definitely want to check out your improv stuff, and you know, you're an improv master, and you've mastered certain things, and that's all a part of the craft. Like, how humble of a fucking dude is that? That he's like, yeah, it, thank you for coming out and saying hello and all of that, but I also want to learn from you. So, man, like, yeah, please check him out. Alan Stein Jr., Alan Stein Jr. If you're feeling like you're in a rut, if you're feeling like, how do I get out of, you know, wherever I am? Like if you're sitting there and you're feeling, like, man, I wish that I was getting more out of my life, and I feel like I have this potential that I just don't tap into and I don't even know where to start, or maybe it's been so long since I've even tried to tap into that potential, I don't know what to do, I don't know what the next step is. Go over to his site. He's got some great materials that I checked out, and I back him. I think that it's practical advice and it's good shit. So yeah, please. And if you do go over there and you do leave a comment or whatever, let him know that I sent you there, because that'll be cool for him to know that, I don't know, that I don't know. You don't have to, but yeah, you leave an email, you know, leave whatever your email is, and then fucking just go get some, you know, help yourself. I think it's cool. Enough about that. Enough of me sucking this guy's dick. So I did that this morning, hour and a half, went to grab lunch with a buddy of mine. He took me out to lunch. I was very happy about that. And then, after lunch, I went over to the bank, and I recently switched over to LLC, which is limited liability company, as opposed to being sole proprietor. Which is kind of like a cool step for me, kind of like a very small distinction, but it's just to me it's pretty fucking badass to be sitting around and be like, oh, I'm just a one person that's, you know, I'm doing my thing, and then it's a whole nother thing for me to like be like, oh, this is a fucking company, you know, this is a company. Like, if somebody sues me, they can't go after my company. They can only go after me. And it's like all of these weird little perks. But I went and set up a bank account for it because less than one month ago, I set myself up for an LLC. So I just did some grown-up shit in between. Then went over and helped out with a very secret project. Happening at the voice actor studio that I can't really talk about on here, but needless to say, I always love being there. I always love hanging out with the owners, with everybody, and chilling. And I think I got a chance to really help them out with this project creatively. It's a creative project. I was able to, what do the kids call it, flex. Do a little flex, you know, flex my creative muscles in front of them, my well-oiled creative muscles, you know, if it was a Mr. Olympia of creativity, of creative muscles, then you could call me Arnold Schwarzenegger. Anyways, right after that, went over, did the play. So yeah, I basically woke up at 8 a.m., went over to the thing at 9 a.m., and, now I got home, like, probably about 11:30-ish from the play, and, ate some food, and, just been running around all day, and I kept saying, you know, maybe I'll record in the middle of my drive or whatever, and I just kept not doing it. So here it is. I'm laying in my bed. It's been a good fucking day. This is gonna be a short episode because it's just been a long ass day. Tomorrow I have another long ass day. Morning. Got to go run over to the high school improv shows that are going on. I need to drop something off. Then I'm going straight over to teach a class at the voice actor studio. Then, right after that, I'm going to be attending a class by a woman who's coming into town, who's an LA casting director. So, yippee! I'll get to read for her. And then, right after that's over, I have the play. So I'll be able to go do the play. And then Sunday is the last matinee for the play. Just busy, busy. Today is busy. Tomorrow's busy. It's 1:04 a.m. now. My day starts at, it starts at like 8. So, yeah, I'm going to get a nice, 7 hours of sleep. A little less than 7, but whatever. So, yeah, hope you enjoyed this episode. Last episode, I said I'm going to be Superman. And now I'm just living like motherfucking Superman, zipping around all over the goddamn place. So, Superman doesn't talk like this either. Oh, man. Anyways, sorry, I'm rambling now. I'm tired as fuck. I hope you enjoy this episode. I hope it wasn't too rambly. I hope I wasn't fucking Ramblo. You know, first blood, Ramblo. Just rambling up a motherfucking storm over here, you know? So, yeah. Been chilling. Been busy. I'm down 25 pounds from keto. I think that's worth noting, which I'm pretty fucking happy about. Pretty cool. And, yeah, everybody, hope you're doing well. Hit me up at Brent Mukai, BrentMukai, across all social media. Let me know what's going on. And, I will see you next time. Brent Mukai, voice actor, improv trainer, entertainer. Yeah, it rhymes. The fuck you want to do about it? All right, peace out, everybody.